Ski resort operators in northern New England are reporting that advanced ski pass sales are as good or often surpassing last year's sales. New Hampshire's Loon Mountain reports sales up to 20% over last year. Maine's Sunday River reports season pass sales are up 10% from last year. And Vermont's Magic Mountain in the month of April sold half of last year's total season pass sales. Ski New Hampshire Marketing Director Carl Stone says there has been very positive feedback from area resorts.
Sounds like the season pass sales are going as they would hope or better than expected. I think we have a lot of pent-up demand. A lot of people were able to save some of their skiing dollars last year, and they're hoping to get out there this year. A lot of what you see with the sales this early before the season is the ski areas offer incredible incentives that if you're thinking of skiing and riding, it really is worth looking at it. And a lot of times the deals are hard to resist if you know that you're going to be getting out there anyway.
Vermont Ski Areas Association spokesperson Sarah Neath says advanced sales in Vermont are average to above average based on reports immediately following the end of the pass season.
Well, I think at the end of the season they still have skiing on the mind and they have a positive outlook for the next season. They still have that ski excitement, and there's also really good deals usually going on. You can get discounted season passes at the end of the year and also in fall. So we're also seeing a pickup of sales now because a lot of our resorts have put out their discounted season passes. We have the ski swaps going on. We have a lot of long lead events that we're getting people excited about skiing again. So we're seeing good sales at the moment as well, and usually through September and October.
Mad River Glen is a co-op and considers itself a ski area, not a resort. Marketing Director Eric Friedman says while advanced season sales are very important and it's too early to have projections, they feel they're on target.
Pre-season pass sales are really, really important to us. They represent about 60% of our skier visits. And for a national snow ski area like Mad River to have 60% of our ticket revenue in-house before the season even starts is really, really important. When you couple that with our co-op ownership, where our shareholders have to spend money each year, a couple of $100 as a part of their advance purchase requirement, we are in good shape cash flow-wise because we have so much money coming in this time of year. And we don't get into the business of selling discounted season passes in the springtime and things like that like a lot of resorts do. And I'm reluctant to say pre-season passes because it's not just the passes because we have other products that get dollars in the door in the pre-season. So it's not just season passes per se.
Winter revenues are no longer the make-it-or-break-it barometer for New England resorts, which pioneered summer attractions like zip lines, water parks, and mountain coasters. Linden State College professor Sean Dahl heads the Mountain Resort Management Program at the college.
Some resorts are starting to lean towards a year-round season pass because of the popularity of a four-season operation. You're getting into these situations now where you're starting to see a lot of resorts trying to promote not only a season pass for sliding on snow, but also a season pass for the entire year so they can capture their guests for the whole year. So now they've not only locked in for skiing or snowboarding, now you're locking them in for downhill mountain biking or adventure courses, mountain coasters, canopy tours, all these things that are going on now in the four-season climate.
Linden State College's Sean Dahl says weather models indicate this winter will be a bigger snow season in the Northeast than usual. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.